Welcome to Syndic number 38, first edition. The theme of this issue is narration, the art of the spoken word. For the first time since I started publishing in August of 2010, I think Syndic number 38 is the closest I've come to my idea of what a literary journal should be. And what is that, you ask? My answer is geography, variety, narration. Geography. In my view, it is important that a multimedia online literary journal needs to publish submissions from authors and artists, not only from the United States, but from those who live abroad. Literary work knows no boundaries, nor should it have any. Literary work is universal and a product of the human spirit, wherever it happens to reside. In this current issue of Syndic, I have published not only submissions from authors and artists in New York, Maryland, Florida, New Jersey, Illinois, Rhode Island, Washington State, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Colorado, and California, but also from abroad, including Iran, India, Bangladesh, China, and Spain. You can see that I have more work to do with publishing authors and artists from abroad. Variety. My everyday working motto is, if you can create it, I can publish it. I'm not kidding. Syndic Literary Journal has published sculpture exhibits, performance art, photography, music performance, collage artwork, cartoon art, poetry, memoirs, stories, essays, one-act plays, all manner of narrations, fiction, juggling, documentary films, and anything else you can create. This is the miracle of online publishing. Syndic number 38, first edition, contains 55 chapters with 76 literary pieces, including poetry, stories, artwork, essays, and narration. Narration. During the first 5 years of publishing Syndic Literary Journal, I did not require submissions to be narrated. In fact, I met with initial resistance from poets and writers when I began to ask them to narrate their work. It was not unusual for me to hear this excuse, "Oh no, I am too self-conscious." Or even more often, "I do not even like to hear the recorded sound of my own voice." For the next few years, I tried to work around this resistance to narration by offering to find volunteers to narrate on their behalf. It certainly helped to improve Syndic, but like the glass half full, for me, it was still half empty. In my view, narration is absolutely vital to literary presentation. The written word alone lies passively on the page, waiting to be converted to the spoken word that will provide the sound of emotion, nuance, pacing, interpretation, and the volume that will lift the written word off the page and give it life. Syndic number 38, first edition, is 100% narrated. The glass is full to overflowing. I hope you will notice and enjoy the difference narration makes. Words of thanks. Number 38 is much improved thanks to the active encouragement and assistance from Bill Wallach, New Jersey poet artist and master narrator, and Stanley Barkin, Long Island poet, publisher, and renowned thespian. I owe them big time.